Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. As chairs are falling down beside us. Is that so? Whatever, J-Jax is making noise in the background. That's okay, though.
You know.
There we go. That actually, thank you. That put me back in the shade. I appreciate that. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Be careful. That might fall on you.
So red, white, and the boom is where we're at. What a great day
He's
for
gone
this.
Again.
And our banner keeps falling behind. It's not anybody's fault. It's just light. It's no big deal. We'll fix that. We'll have somebody on banner duty.
It's not light. It's just, you know, more like a kite.
It is like a kite. It's not even really heavy at all. But for the first time ever, I think this is the first time we've ever had this event. So it's a little unique, different. We're going to talk about that. We want to thank Nick is on for the first time in a while. Nick, it's been a while since you've been on with us. How's it going? How's life treating you here in the HYT?
It's been boring. It's been good, though.
Boring but good. You don't hear that a lot. You don't hear boring but good.
It's been very good actually. I've been going to the gym recently.
You look very chiseled.
But I've been doing a lot of stuff that I usually wasn't doing. So
yeah.
I think life has been way better now that I'm doing stuff that I actually like. So
that's good. I'm listening. My mic falls. We're all over the place here, but that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'm glad you're going to the gym. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. I am glad you're coming out today.
I was bored out of my mind, so I came out because of that.
So basically, if you weren't bored,
wow,
he probably wouldn't have came, but he's bored out of his mind, so he decides, Catherine, he's going to come hang out with us. Catherine, how are you?
That is definitely not Catherine.
Megan, how are you? And you know what? If anybody knows me, knows that I'm not even drinking anything right now. I'm just bad with names. You had a vacation recently. I saw some pics on social media. You look very happy.
Yes.
Good time?
Good time. Tiring. I need a vacation from my vacation.
So you've been on a cruise before, right?
Yes. The last one I went on was 8 years ago, though.
All right. So talk about this. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And thanks, Mr. Wicks, there for putting our banner back up for it. It keeps falling. And he's putting something on it, too. How genius is that?
Very genius.
Gavin, go ahead. No, don't hold back. Don't hold back.
I did that, too. It didn't stop it. But he put on the other side, so maybe so, make a difference.
Gavin wants all credit for himself.
Yep, give me the credit.
So, Megan, how long were you on the cruise?
Monday to Saturday.
Okay, that's a long cruise.
It's only a 5-day cruise.
Okay.
The last one I went on was 7-day, which was great, but I only went with one other person, and it's more fun with a group.
I can imagine. You know, I'm not going to talk about all the stuff I do on the cruise, but what I will say is I do thoroughly enjoy the food, and I usually eat a lot of food on the sea. So, it was a pretty good food?
Yes and no.
It's better because it's all you can eat, though.
Yeah, I like that fact. But, like...
That's a good thing sometimes.
The dinner...
Yeah.
Some of the stuff was so weird.
Yeah.
And, like, I like to try new things and all that. Yeah. But, like, some of them...
Oh, yeah.
Not so much? You didn't try anything?
I tried some Indian food.
How was that?
Really cool. It was made with okra. And I was like, sure, I'll do it.
Sure.
And that was one of my favorite things.
So...
Besides the ice cream.
Was it spicy, though?
A little, but not...
Okay. Because people think Indian food, they think, oh my gosh, it's too hot.
Like
but that's not always, it's not always the case.
I mean, there was a little bit of heat to it, but nothing crazy.
Okay.
The creme brulee was good too.
Yeah, that does sound good. That does sound good.
Oh, and Guy's Burgers.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Yeah. And their pizza's good too.
I don't think, you know, you said all you can eat. That's a problem for me sometimes because I'm sitting here going,
well, see,
I eat
dinner,
4 to 5 times a day. It was not good.
At dinner, you could have as many appetizers that you wanted. But the entrees, you can only have 2.
Okay.
And then it's $5 after that.
Not a bad price.
So I would have just loaded up on apps and then get one entree.
We did.
You can have as many as you want with no price. I mean, come on. That is awesome. Is it tough to go on a vacation? It was always tough for me to go on vacation and then I come right back to work.
Well, luckily, since we got back on a Saturday, we got back Saturday morning in New Orleans and then we drove back. So we were back by like 4. For Saturday, so like we had all of Saturday evening and then all of Sunday.
Yeah.
So I rotted in bed.
And this is kind of a week too. This is a very
a
lot of working week.
I worked 3 days and I'm off.
Yeah.
For 4, so I'm like, cool. I did vacation at the right time.
It's perfect. It's perfect. That's great planning. Great planning. So we're here, and again, we're going to tell you a little bit about this event. So I will tell you there's several. This is more we were talking about before we came on. Normally, we'll have like a lot of sponsors, and we might have some. And if I do, I'll need to get those because I'm going to be talking about it on stage in a little while. But we got several churches that are involved in this thing. So let's go ahead and throw those out. Pleasant Ridge Baptist is here. We've got Summit Life Church, Valley Creek Baptist, Crossroad Baptist, North Highlands Baptist, First Missionary Baptist, a lot of Baptists, Hueytown Methodist, New Mount Moriah Baptist, Garywood Church of God, New Bethlehem, Union Baptist. No booth, but they are shuttling, which is awesome. We caught a shuttle over here. I saw Megan. I was about to talk to her, and the next thing I know, she's getting on a golf cart. I was like, oh, let me do this. That sounds fun. We do want to thank Evadian Credit Union, though. This is awesome. The Hueytown Chamber of Commerce, obviously, we're here. We're going to be doing it. And Reliable Sign Rental. And just a couple, some of the food trucks that are here. Austin's Whereabouts. I want to say this. I plan to, because the last event that we had that I was here was at City Fest. And me and you, you asked me, Megan, to walk over to Austin's Whereabouts with you. And we got some of their
brisket.
And it was fantastic.
Oh, my God, so good.
So if you're, you know, we're recording live today, obviously, to tell you about these events. And we want you to come. But we will tell you about what's going on with these food trucks. If you get the chance anytime to get some awesome Whereabouts, you can do that. Kelly's Kitchen is also here. Chef Mike Bacon is here. Cam's Lemonade, oh, they're great, delicious. If you hadn't had Cam's Lemonade, or talk to Cam, it's a blast. Bama Concessions, okay. I didn't know Bama's Concessions. I will be walking over and seeing Lance Smith momentarily with a nice beverage.
And lemonade.
So they got a tent, and Dolly's Cafe has a tent, and Fantastic Free. So that's kind of giving you a headline of what's up. There's going to be games tonight. I don't know the rules yet. There's a board here. Gavin, explain the board.
It's a wheel. You spin it, and then you get a prize, whatever it lands on.
Okay, so that's going to be for the chamber table?
Yes.
Okay, Gavin knows all. Gavin, real quick, spin it and we'll see what Lisa would win if you. Lisa Krieger joining us, by the way.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, let's see what. Okay, so Nick, read what she would win.
A flag.
Awesome.
A flag.
Flag. You're not going to see many of those today, so that's a great prize. That's awesome. A flag. That's tremendous. Lisa, thank you for joining us. This is awesome having you here.
You're welcome.
It's great to have you. Again, I continue to see you having great times on the lake. I see many pictures.
I'm actually on vacation this week.
No invite for Jamie. For as I've asked for months and years and decades, really, Gavin, about the
decades. I haven't been on the river for decades.
Just throwing it out there. Hey, can I come ride the boat? Looks like it's a good
time. Yes, you can.
Hey, riding her boat is fun.
Yes.
So there you go.
We actually got on the boat yesterday.
Oh, I'm aware.
Because I'm on vacation this week.
Yeah, I'm sure Gavin's got on the boat. We got people that just walked in here. We don't even know them. They've been on the boat. Everybody's been on the boat.
Oh, give me a break.
Throw a rock and hit people on the boat.
Megan's been on the boat.
I know. Oh, I know. I think everybody but me has been on the boat.
It's not false.
Well, I'm looking forward to it when I do get that. Is there any kind of rules on the boat?
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Because I'll bring plenty of snacks.
Bring snacks.
In quotations.
Like snacks.
There'll be plenty of snacks that I'll bring. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. Great. I see you got your beads. So everybody's. If you got your, you need to get your beads on. You're not very patriotic
right
now.
Can I spin the
wheel? You see the shirt I got?
Can I spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel. We got the wheel here. Spin the wheel. Let's see what Gavin would win if we spun the wheel.
Spin it for each other.
Yes.
I should have spun it a little.
Yeah,
that was a terrible spin. It didn't go around.
That was terrible.
It was like Biden spinning it. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, I didn't know how sturdy it was.
What would Gavin win?
A hat.
Okay, that's a good gift. Okay, so we got hats. All right, so is this the hat?
Yeah, that's the hat.
Okay, great. Okay,
well, that's
good.
Adorable.
I like it. It kind of reminds me of kind of a like almost like a Wheel of Fortune type kind of thing. It's a game show type kind of wheel.
This is just adorable.
And we also mentioned about the games and stuff, but we also have got
we got a parade, a box,
a bike parade. We've got a patriotic celebration. Instructions by me, and I have no idea what I'm going to be instructing it. So hopefully that comes back around. Somebody singing the Star Spangled Banner. Do we know who's going to do that yet?
I am.
Okay, people, you want to get in your car for that. God Bless America. It's not karaoke now. Come on. Now, if it's karaoke, stick around for that.
For sure.
Which, by the way, we haven't.
No, I would not be singing.
We haven't had chamber karaoke yet, and Lisa, you're in charge of that. So
I will watch and cheer you on. You will not see me on stage.
No, we can, with some help, possibly get you on stage.
Maybe the third row behind about 6 or 7 people.
Okay, we got you.
They're all taller than me.
Okay. Somebody's going to also be singing God Bless America. We're going to have a salute to our armed forces. That's awesome. It's by Carl Brown. And then at 8:30, right when it gets dark in Alabama, it takes a while, the fireworks will kick off. So it's going to be a good evening. So, you know, you're listening right now. You're driving around and you're listening. We do appreciate you listening. Thank you. If you're listening for the first time, continue to listen. But these events are so much fun. I can't stress, you know, we joke around and talk about it, but I'm in pretty much everyone that has a stage. And I will tell you that it's a great opportunity, so much fun. Now, everybody's got a mic. Where does 4th of July rank in your holidays? Like, your is it your top three, top
yeah,
four?
Yeah, it's definitely my top three.
Okay, I'm guessing. Can I guess yours?
Sure.
Christmas one.
Yes.
I'm going to say Valentine's. It better not be Valentine's.
I've said this before. I think you remember it.
Is it Valentine's?
Well, let me tell you why Valentine's Day is.
It's your son's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Gavin. Thank you.
Okay, I remember now. I don't call that. I'm calling that Adrian Day, not calling it Valentine's.
Okay, so I need to pick another one.
Yeah, pick another one.
Probably 4th, and then Thanksgiving.
Oh, so 4th is your second.
What about
Halloween?
Oh, see, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've had this conversation before.
I like Halloween, but it's not my top three.
So what do you like? What do we like about the 4th? Go ahead and throw it out there.
I just like fireworks.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Yeah. It encompasses everything great about summer and the celebration of our nation.
It is kind of that midpoint of summer, mm-hmm. too. You start to, now, for kids, they don't like this. I enjoy this thoroughly. It's the dip going on the other side of summer.
Uh-huh.
So it gets me going, okay, we're gonna because right now, I like summer, a lot of it, but the, okay, so the weather today.
It's awful.
Hey, I'm sorry.
It's, well, go ahead. We're recording.
I need some help telling people it's time to move out of here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I gotta have some.
Okay. So can somebody help her? I'm on the mic. Debbie was asking for help.
Is that working yet?
I don't think the mic is on yet.
Is it the cars? Like all the cars?
You can't. You know what? We would normally take this
all
out,
cars.
But we leave everything in because we want you to understand what it's like at an event, ladies and gentlemen.
Next time they'll know if they decide to come.
If the mic is on, okay. I would do that for you.
Yeah, I've already done it.
Okay.
I'll go over there.
Okay, so Lisa Kriegel is going to go help with that.
Apparently. I'll be back.
Okay, she'll be back.
Dun, dun, dun.
Absolutely.
I'm not as assertive as them.
The reason we should leave this in is because next year.
Sure, sure. Have a seat.
You got to have that.
Well, that's if you're going to be on the show, it's mic'd up, so you got to be on the. Oh, okay. Well, doing games. Okay, so but can you tell us about the games? Because I don't know anything about it. We're going to get you on one way or the other. All right, tell us who you are and tell us about these games we got planned.
I'm Cindy O'Brien. I'm the physical education teacher at Hueytown Intermediate. And I was asked to do some old school field day type games.
Awesome.
So we're going to do sack race and wheelbarrow race.
Okay.
And do some parachute games just for fun.
This is good because, you know, adults usually don't get this opportunity, so it's going to kind of take them back in the day a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Now, I'll be telling the instructions, so I'm going to need your help with that at some point in time to give me the instructions. So when we get started on that. So how long have you been at Hueytown?
I've been at Hueytown 42 years.
Wow. 42
years.
When
I graduated college, I came, my family moved here. To Hueytown. I graduated college, got a job here, and taught at Hueytown Elementary until they closed it and opened the intermediate school, and I've been there.
42 years. Well, first of all.
The only job I've ever had.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Most people can't say that. That's tremendous. What do you like most about teaching?
Relationships with kids and the families. At this point, I'm teaching a lot of kids who I taught their parents, and some of them even their grandparents.
Yeah.
And
I was about to say, so if you taught a kid that was 8 years old,
I was talking to a mom today at Panera in Hoover. I ran into her, and her son is fixing to be 50.
That's what I was about to say. You're 8 years old would have been now 50 years old.
That so is I came here when I was 10.
Wow. Now I see what you're saying there. It makes sense. You can graduate college if you're a prodigy real quick. It's not a problem. Let me ask you. I talk to a lot of teachers and I ask this question a lot.
Okay.
What is the biggest difference between now and then when you started? Now, when I ask this, it's usually people that did it for 10 or 15, 20 years. You were teaching. I mean, this is in the late 70s. So besides really bad fashion and music, what is the biggest difference?
Probably challenging kids with technology and all the things that they like. You know, that's a hard task to keep them challenged for learning. And then probably the family structure has changed.
So
you have a lot of kids that come to school, they stay in daycare, they go home, and parents are trying to work and pay bills. And, you know, the family has changed a lot. So
it has, definitely. You know, I would think in that time frame, you would have probably would have had more people not coming from a single home.
Yes.
You definitely wouldn't have had the foster home.
Right.
That was probably wasn't going on back then.
But then that goes back to my reason, and the thing that I like most is building those relationships. And
okay, yeah, it's really, I mean, for 42 years, generation after generation after generation, what a difference you've made. And the change, too, I will say this. I was talking to my aunt, my grandmother, and I was talking about how I used to get on my bike and ride outside and play all day. And you would come home at night when your mom, you know, when it got dark or dusk. But I don't remember carrying a water bottle with me. I don't remember drinking water all the time. And, you know, it had to be almost as hot. So, what's the change in that? I mean, I'm not saying by the way, drink as much water. Today, drink a lot of water.
Sure.
It is just a different opinion. I mean, I would get like a hose pipe and drink a little bit. But I never go, I wouldn't go, oh, I've been out here for 3 hours. I have to hydrate now. It's just, I don't know. It's just different.
Right. Is it because we're old now?
That could be. Or I think it is, I think you were accustomed to it because you did it. So you would get outside in the summertime because there was no, for me, I just wasn't going to stand. I mean, I would play my Nintendo at night, but I wouldn't stand in all day. You would go outside and play. That's what you did.
Yeah, I was told to be home when the street light came on.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. I think we all, generation after generation, has been told that many times. Your mom's cooked, be home when it gets dark. But now, and
Very few kids can do that now.
That's what I'm saying. I would ride my bike all through Bessemer. I grew up on Muscoda Hill.
Right.
I wouldn't let my niece out of the front yard without me watching her. So that, again, that is the difference. And that's the sad part when you think about it, is how safe we all were or felt like we were. Maybe we weren't, but I never had a problem with that.
Well, kids, like, constantly being on electronics and whatever, it changes their brain. It changes the way they think and they learn.
Oh, absolutely it does. Yeah, for sure.
It's funny, moving and learning. I'll do my PE spiel right
now. Go ahead, let's have it.
But moving and learning, what you said about it'll be fun to watch people play.
Yeah.
It'll be cool if parents get out there with their kids. And, you know, playing makes us happy. Even as grown-ups, we need to play.
Sure, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, it's exercise, too.
Right.
You know, going out, if more families go out and do, you know, sock hop, you know, sock races and, you know, jump up and down and stuff in the afternoon in the backyard,
right.
You'd be surprised the kind of calories you would burn. Because you're going to burn calories just sitting here today in this heat.
Right.
But so you've been doing it 42 years. You see any way where I'm almost done, you just gonna keep going?
I think I'll know when it's time.
Just play it by ear.
As long as I like it.
Sure.
There's not enough weeds to pull at my house, so you know. I don't know.
Well, listen, thank you so much for doing
You're welcome.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for helping today, and I'll be talking to you because I don't know these games. So I'm gonna have to get instructions from you.
Okay.
I'm gonna need your help. We're gonna work together today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Wow, 42 years. Megan, can you believe that? That's amazing. I mean, that's so she started, what, 1982?
I'm not good at math.
81, maybe? I don't know. It's 2004. So I don't know. Somewhere in that vicinity. But, you know, she's right. It has changed. Talking about water, I saw an old football coach of mine. He's still kicking. And I remember him not letting us have water during football practice as a kid.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, he wouldn't. Well, it seems extremely dangerous.
I feel like nowadays the kids would call the cops.
No, you would have DHR, you'd have the cop, you'd have lawyers, you'd have Fox on your side, you would have everybody out there. But at that point in time, I remember complaining to my mom, because my dad would stop after practice and he would get me a big Gatorade or something to drink, right? And he would get him obviously something to drink too. But I remember complaining to my mom, so she talked to my dad. I remember my dad going, "He's all right, don't worry about it, he's fine." But we wouldn't drink. Now you're playing out there practicing and playing football in pads and a helmet. Just imagine how much you're sweating. It's so dangerous, but nobody cared. Definitely a different time. So if you're listening right now and you are a part of that, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. So it's going to be a good time like we talked about. We've got all kinds of different games. This is the Red, White, and Boom, what it's about. We are celebrating. Nick, sit down and join us until we get somebody here. We are celebrating this great country. I mean, this is what it is. This is what the 4th of July is about. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm a history guy. 1776 is when we became a nation.
Says it right here on my shirt.
There you go. Look at you checking your shirt. 17. Yep. So
I knew it was 17.
So 248 years ago, we were a nation, give or take a month or two. Yeah, give or take a second. So 248 years, still going strong. Things are a little different than they were back then. Did they have cell phones at 17? No, 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 they didn't have that. How did you talk to people? How did you
pigeons
communicate?
By a letter.
Huh? Messenger pigeons?
Letter. Raven? Did that, is that true? Yeah. Did we send ravens back then?
It's pigeons, wasn't
it? this is great. I wish you could kind of see. We got under the paint. We're in the shade right now.
Different area, too.
Which is awesome. They're getting the speaker system working. That's where I'm going to be as we get ready to welcome the people and welcome what's going on. We're going to hopefully have some more chamber members join us as well.
I thought Mona was, but she walked by.
She's walked by. want to remind you, too, want to thank all these churches that are a part of this. Go ahead and get those, tell those churches again that are they're making this happen this evening. You can hear all the noise in the background. A lot of people have already showed up early. This thing's going to be going to about 9 o'clock. Let's see. First and foremost, American Legion Post 1228 is going to be a part of this evening. That seems only as they should. The Hueytown Arts Council, you know, we work together with the Art Council a lot. They're always a part of that. Pleasant Ridge Baptist, Summer Life Church, Valley Creek Baptist, Crossroads Baptist, North Highlands Baptist, First Missionary Baptist, Hueytown Methodist. These are all churches. They're putting this on. New Mount Moriah Baptist, Garywood Church of God. And, man, is it hot. The sweat is dripping into my eye now. It is hot.
Put sunscreen
Gavin
on
is Gavin is drenched, by the way, right now.
I accidentally got here 2 hours early. I got here at, 3:40.
Right. You know, you got the early bird, but on a day like today, man,
I got everything ready, and then I was counting down the minute. I couldn't stand it, so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go.
New Bethlehem Union Hill Baptist, they got no booth, but they're gonna be shuttling. We greatly appreciate that. Avadian Credit Union, Hueytown Chamber, obviously we're a part of this. Reliable Sign Rental, we're joined now. Mona, just sit down, so we'll talk to her for a second. We'll get you the food trucks in a moment. Mona, you look hot. Are you good?
Is that a good kind of hot or a?
Well, okay, you look hot both ways. How about that? Is that helping you out there?
I'll take it.
Uh-oh, Debbie's on the mic.
And Debbie is on the mic talking about getting cars parking. You can hear in the background. Normally I would be doing this, but I'm on the air and I can't do this, so there you go.
I really was just coming to take a seat with my two favorite ambassadors.
Well, let's talk about these. So you got Gavin, who, by the way, you're going to miss Gavin. It's going to be.
So going to miss Gavin. He promises he's coming back for events, though.
That's what I hear. So we got some clarification on that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, events.
And we're still.
I set up my schedule the other week. I purposely made sure I come home early on Fridays or get out of school early on Fridays so I can make it.
Now, we're still looking for Gavin's
replacement.
Yeah, Gavin's replacement. We don't know for sure, but for all of you who know this podcast, Gavin does, records it for us. He also sets up. So basically, he's our remote director. That's what you would call him. That's what you would call him in the radio business. He's the remote director. He sets up remotes for us anytime we're here. He was here 2 hours early today. So definitely going to miss Gavin. Now, Nick, what year are you?
What year am I?
Yeah.
I'm the class of 2027, so I'm a sophomore this year.
Okay, so you've got several more years of helping us out. All right. So
Gavin, he's a senior. He's out of here.
I'm done.
He's done.
You're a graduate.
He is done. He is out of here. He's out.
Maybe we won't wear Nicholas all the way out before he manages to get out of high school.
We hope not.
We're not promising.
We're going to use him as much as we can, obviously, but we're going to make sure that we don't. Nick, have you gotten more comfortable talking and stuff on the air and stuff?
Have I got
more comfortable talking and speaking and stuff?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
It's like the more you do it, the better you're going to be, though, right?
Yeah.
The music is loud. By the way, I can hear it right now, and I've got headphones on, so I can definitely hear it.
I'm not real sure why it's at that volume yet when we haven't started.
They could be testing mics.
You know,
yeah. It's likely testing.
Hey, we're giving you the scoop here. We've been interrupted a couple times, but we have not. We're going to keep it in. We just want you to know what it's like at these events. We're not going to take it out.
Well, now next year people know that they shouldn't park around the park. Come on and said something.
I think that's happening, and Debbie's made that very clear. She was
talking again.
We moved them from where they were parked too close to the fireworks. Oh, here she goes again. Stand by.
She is on. She is on. Now, see, I've got headphones on, so I can hear her through my headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
I can I can't connect the pieces, but
this will be my job in about
hard to understand.
10 to 12 minutes. I'm sure I'll be making this announcement over and over. But all you can do is tell them. If not, they need to start getting some tickets and toes, right?
I mean,
we moved all but one.
Okay.
We got two. We found the people for all but one of them. So that one just may have a lot of burn places on it if it's too close to the fireworks.
There you go. Fireworks going to be fun tonight.
Yeah,
so
that can ruin the finish.
So, Mona, I've asked this question. I asked it to Lisa and I asked it to Megan. And I'm going to ask this question to you. 4th of July, where does it rank in your holiday?
4th of July?
Is it in your top three? It's okay if it's not. It's not in my top three.
It's my number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much looking at the fireworks.
No,
but
no, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
And I like it. It's fine.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, but, you know, it, you know, military and patriotic stuff.
Sure.
Just makes me cry. And
we've already talked about you want to get a little emotional,
yeah,
though, so you get the shade.
I sent out the flood warning so people would know.
In the group chat, she said that she might possibly tear up with the military issues tonight, talking about it. So that's a good thing. We all should feel that way, though.
It just makes my daddy and so many people in my family, it just makes me cry, makes me proud, makes
well,
me
should,
cry.
Should. And by the way, if you're listening and you have fault in the war or fought for a country or been enlisted at all, we greatly appreciate your service. And I don't think people say that enough. So if you're listening, be very clear, the chamber chat greatly appreciates what you've done for this country, because for all the people that have given their lives war after war after war, we would not be able to sit here and do this if that wasn't the case. So from the bottom of our heart, thank you, and we hope that you enjoy your 4th of July. So for me, it's not necessarily my top three, but I do like it because I don't eat a lot of barbecue, but I eat barbecue like 3 times a year, and this is one of the three. So tomorrow, which, by the way, we're recording this live at the Red, White, and Boom. It's going to be on. It's going to be released next week. We're recording the 3rd. So I eat on the 4th of July. Those 2 days, 3 days, that's when I eat barbecue.
Yeah, you'll probably be having it through the weekend.
I'll probably, and then I'm done until Labor Day.
So really?
Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. It's a summer. I'm not a huge barbecue fan. I wish I liked it more.
I like barbecue, but we just have leftovers, so we'll eat it for like 3 days. And then, you know, I got to have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, I think too much. What about you, Nick? You like barbecue?
Barbecue?
Yes, barbecue. You really can't hear, can you, Nick?
It's hard.
It is hard. It is loud out here.
It's
I've got headphones on.
Without the headphones, it's loud.
So you barbecue, you haven't barbecued since Labor Day?
I haven't had barbecue since Labor Day.
Labor Day.
No. I had it Memorial Day.
I haven't had barbecue in a long time. Home cooked fresh barbecue, I haven't had it in a long time. You know, if we can go to stores and get barbecue that way, but other than that, I haven't had barbecue and backyard barbecue in a long, long day.
Well, it's delicious. I like it this certain times of year. By the way, as we record this, it is 100. It feels like 109 degrees. It is in the high 90s.
Very hot.
98 degrees. Still, at this point in the afternoon, evening, and we're at 5:39. Now, I just want to throw this out here, because I know that my grandmother listens to this podcast. She, when I was a kid, and for the longest time, she does now, but for the longest time, she did not have air in her house. And people back then did not have air. So at night, you would have fans in the window. But it really would be kind of cool. You'd have to put a blanket, because it would get cool at night with those fans. But once the sun came out, by 8:30, 9 o'clock, you wanted to be out of that house. And most people were, either work or playing, or they were in the fields. People didn't stay inside. So if you've got air right now, we don't, because Robert's outside, you don't need to take that for granted, because there's a lot of people. And there's people that still, in the deep south, do not have air in their house.
And see, now nobody can stand it anymore.
Yeah.
My husband calls it Freon poisoning. That we all suffer from Freon poisoning because we're big sissies.
That's true.
About being out in the heat.
Well, I like it. I like the fact that I have it, because I don't think I could do it. But when I was a kid, I didn't know any better. So we had air, but I would go spend the summer with my grandmother, and I would get used to it. I think what people don't know is you can adapt to almost anything. By the way, the coldest place in the country today, would you like to guess the state? I'm going to tell you.
Is it like obvious or not obvious?
Well, probably not obvious. Maybe. I don't know. It's a northern state. So.
Okay. Well, I was
North Dakota.
I was expecting something like.
Okay, that's incorrect. But that's a good guess, though. That would be my guess.
North Dakota? Not yet?
Nope. No.
Washington.
That's incorrect. Talk about Washington State, not D.C. Washington, yes. State of Washington. Okay, now, take a guess.
What's the coldest state in the Union today, right now?
Or it's a coldest city. Coldest city slash state. I'm going to tell you both. But go ahead and guess. So, talking to the mic right there.
The Dakota State, I would say Alaska.
I was going to say, if I didn't think about Alaska.
The Dakota City.
Well, if you said Dakota State, then you got to throw a city out from Alaska.
New York.
Okay, that's interesting that you take those two approaches. Here's what it is. Mackey, Idaho, 22 degrees today.
Would have never guessed.
Mackey, Idaho, with a population of 439. There will be more people here this evening than live in Mackey, Idaho.
I know we're
a
saying
a lot more people.
I know we're saying coldest, but like how hot is it necessarily?
Well, see, if it's 22 in July.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing.
I didn't know if it was going to be like 60 or.
I'm guessing that their summers, their winters are pretty nasty. So what we get here in this hot summer, our winters, for the most part, are fairly bearable for the most time, right? Mm-hmm. Can be.
They would probably melt.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do five questions real quick. I'm going to do it with all of us here, and then we're going to sign off. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, these events, Red, White, and Boom, Fall Fest, Paw Palooza, anything we do, you need to be a part of that. You need to come hang out. We'd love to have you. So I'm going to try to keep this summer themed. Favorite popsicle?
Bomb Pop.
Boom. That's mine, too.
That's mine, too.
Favorite popsicle, Bomb Pop. And I will say
I like the regular old Great Value. Like blue raspberry popsicle.
Okay, a little bit different. Okay, I got
those are good. Good and easy.
The bomb pipe, and I like my favorite flavor is the white.
I like the red.
Okay, the red out of the way. The blue kind of bothers me by the time I get there. I'm like,
blue is the best flavor in my opinion.
It's too blue. It's too blue for me at the end. Favorite summer fruit. The fruit that you can only find really that's good in the summertime. I got this one. It's my favorite of all.
Blueberries,
okay.
Watermelon.
It's too much water involved there.
Too much water.
No. When it's nice and cold, watermelon.
Watermelon's good in a certain time, yeah. All right, Gavin?
I don't know. I like a good orange.
Okay. Mine's a nectarine.
You can have those all year, Jamie.
No, you can't. See, the nectarines are not in the fall winter. They're not in the, if they are, they're from around the other parts of the world. They're not from America.
Okay.
So summer fruit, nectarines are tremendous. You can get blueberries too, the same thing, but
you
they're not as good.
You can get blueberries, but oh, and I should have said peaches.
Ooh.
Peaches. Peaches. Summer's the only time.
Last Saturday had a Chilton County peach.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Right.
Juice running all down your arm.
I mean, just sloppy. favorite summer dessert. And it could be anything, but it gives you, what gives you summer vibes dessert-wise?
I mean, does a popsicle
count?
Can
I say a drink?
Well, that could be a dessert, I guess. I don't know.
I'll have to say a nice cold slushy.
So, okay.
Dessert.
A nice slushy.
Homemade ice cream.
Ice cream cake.
Okay, all right.
I like ice cream.
Okay, so you ever spun the ice cream before? You ever spun it? You know, like the old
cranked
crank?
It.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or actually, when it got where I couldn't crank it, I would sit on it so my dad could crank it. I would weight it down so my dad could crank it.
Okay, so mine's strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's got the kind of the summer feel to it. If you go to...
Yes.
You got to it. Favorite... So we like barbecue. So favorite part, what's your favorite part of barbecue? So what do you like, a chicken, a leg, a rib, a brisket? What do you like? It's barbecue at summer. What do you like?
Rib for me.
All
okay.
of it.
Do you like them when they fall off the bone? Or do you like it you got to chew?
Probably fall off the bone more.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with Gavin.
Okay.
What did you say?
What's your favorite kind of barbecue?
And what did you say?
I said I have to greet Gavin on that.
So you like ribs. You're going to be a rib guy. Okay. You like it to fall off the bone or you like it to chew?
I like it to fall off the bones.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Okay. Mona?
I don't eat ribs.
Okay. So it could be anything.
They're too much trouble.
Yeah.
I think probably barbecue or like pork.
Okay.
Or chicken.
Mine's gonna be brisket. So, you know, for me.
It's hard to get good brisket.
It really is. But if it's good, it's good. I know. We've already talked about it. We talked about all.
I don't want to say any names.
We've already talked about it for sure. And finally, rank these three. I don't know if this has anything to do with summer or not, but I eat a lot of this in the summer, in the mornings. rank these three in order, okay? Pancake, waffle, French toast, rank them in order which you like best to worst.
I got French toast,
okay,
waffles, okay, and then pancakes.
All right.
Me and Gavin's are the exact same thing.
Okay, same thing.
I don't,
okay,
know why you have the same thoughts.
Great minds.
French toast, pancake, waffle.
Okay, great. Mine is pancake, waffle, French toast. Now, I will say this. I love French toast. But the issue is,
I mean, I like all very, of
French toast is superior.
Very few people make good French toast. That's, so when it's made right, but anybody can make a pancake.
When I'm going with my top three, of course, it's going to be the best one I've ever had.
Well, that's, you know, that's, listen, I love a pancake, too. I'm a huge fan. So we're about done here. I've got to hop. I got to learn what I got to talk about. I have no idea what I'm going to say this evening, and I'm going to be talking for a couple hours.
I have a go-home song.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get to Gavin and go-home song. I just want to remind everybody, please, listen to this event. A lot of chatter here, a lot of noise. It's because a lot of people are already here. A lot of things going on. These events are so much fun. And the main reason that we broadcast from these events is so you can get kind of a feel. So we hope to see you at the next one. And the next event, I do believe, is Pawpalooza. Am I wrong about that? As far as at the park, Pawpalooza is the next.
Yeah, that's so, about right.
Which is my favorite event that we do. We'll probably talk more about that in upcoming episodes. So stick around. Thank you for listening. And you got the go-home song. Go ahead.
I'm going with Fortunate Son by CCR.
There you go. Little summer S feel to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Hope you had a great time listening. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.